On ESPN, Saturday night, 7 p.m., it's Arkansas at number one LSU for the Battle of the Boot. Now, listen, speaking of the boot, Mike, you and I saw this coming a long time ago, really, when they hired him. Yes, we didn't think, we said on the air, we didn't think that this was going to be a long-term solution for Arkansas, and it was just going to be a matter of time. Well, that time came. And listen, the man, again, he may be a great coordinator and may be a great head coach in another situation, but he wasn't at Arkansas. Did not win a conference game in almost two complete seasons. Now former Razorback quarterback Barry Looney takes over. This young man had 40 starts for the Razorbacks back when they were relevant, and he was the 1995 team captain. This season, the Razorbacks, they've been spinning a roulette wheel every week just to decide who starts at quarterback. I think they've started five, if I'm not mistaken. I know at least four, but maybe five. I know they played five. LSU, they survived a letdown game at Ole Miss after that Bama win. I really never felt like LSU was going to lose that game, but they just didn't have the juice to put it away, especially on defense. Joe Burrow had to play into the fourth quarter. I say this week, he gets to pull his pads at halftime. LSU wins easy. My question for you, is this the largest point spread ever for an SEC matchup between two member institutions? Because I don't know what it is, but it's got to be a bunch.
Well, it's right there. I looked back. Our database goes back 30-plus years. And I think it's the largest point spread at least back to the 70s. Now, Florida was a 42 or 43-point favorite over Vandy in the mid-90s a couple of times. But at 44, where it was a lot of this week, it is the highest point spread in an SEC game that we can find going back at least to the 70s. And the reason is Arkansas is outmanned at every single position. Most odds makers have LSU power rated at number one or number two. Most have them number two behind Ohio State. This is just too many points to lay in any type of situation for us, because in this particular game, LSU, they're likely to get a big lead, take the foot off the gas, and end the game quickly as possible. Arkansas, I think they're going to be in the cellar of the SEC West for quite some time looking forward. I may take a look at playing over 43, despite what I just said about LSU trying to end the game quickly.
I think LSU can score 43, not even trying against this Arkansas team, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, and of course, several games in, LSU was averaging 50 a game. They're still averaging, what, nearly 40. So right. That would be my reasoning for looking at the over.